going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Good morning, Mike. What's up, man?
Well, not much, Mickey. How are you this morning?
I'm rolling.
You're rolling.
Rolling with punches. And what about you?
That? I'm not rolling. I know that. I'm glad I ain't. Well, I got to get back Monday. But, oh, man, all that flooding that happened over there, I'm something else.
All that flooding that happened where?
In South Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
Man, there was some RV parks that got people got.
Floated away?
Yeah.
Wow, crazy. I didn't see any of that.
Yeah. Woke up in trucks, cars, half full of water.
Man, that's nasty.
Yeah. But there's been some nasty weather.
I saw where we've dodged. Somebody on a tugboat or something, there was an explosion or something over that way, too.
I ain't heard nothing about that one yet.
Yeah.
But there's so much going on in our world.
Oh, yeah.
But we had one of them little old squalls come through here. They said it. Yeah, Thursday night, I got up. I mean, the yard was solid limbs. I went, wow. Yeah, I didn't wake up when all that happened, but we definitely had some shoreline wind come through here.
Yeah, there was, I think Midland, Texas recorded their highest gust. That was out of that big glob that came in the other evening. It hit us 111 miles an hour.
Yep.
College Station. Oh, Jeff, my buddy up there, old Phillips, he was our buddy. He was texting me going, man, we're getting smoked up here. And they were at Kyle Field, they were getting 60-mile-an-hour winds out of that storm. Hail, and, boy, I saw some videos of some terrible hail.
Yeah, there's been some bad hail. Them tornadoes must have been rough, too.
Boy, you can keep them. I'm more afraid of them than I am hurricanes.
Oh, absolutely.
Those things are they just wipe out everything in their path.
Yep.
The big ones.
Yep. But other than that, it's just honey doing and good things like that. We'll try to run out the deer leash today and see what all needs to be done out there. Because I'm fixing to be gone. I probably won't be home for 2 months, so. Oh, I know I won't be on until 4th of July, probably.
Yeah.
So, my May's done blowed up now. I got all I want in May just about.
Yeah.
I called him and he took that trip for me last Monday. And I asked him about some dates in May. I needed another boat. And he said, dude, I ain't got 2 days booked right now in May. He said, it's crazy. He said, it's always been that way. You know, just kind of like April. You don't ever really know about April.
No, you don't.
You know, but they keep hollering about a recession and all that. The way these people are spending money around here, I don't know.
Now they're hoping the future's bright. The golden age.
We'll see.
I'm spending money left and right, but it ain't on stuff that I really want for enjoyment.
No, it's
just trying to keep your head above water and live.
Yep, exactly. So,
I would like to loosen that belt up a little bit, you know?
Long enough. I guarantee you, you ain't telling me.
Because we're running out of time. It's time to have some good times and blow it. I am, you know, in early May, I'm going to Baffin.
Are you?
I'm going fishing, yeah. I'm going to go down there and fish a couple of days. Hit it a lick. Can't stand it. Got to do it.
I don't blame you.
Before we get too old, I want to come over and fish with you. I need to get over
there
and make a trip for a couple of days.
Yeah.
I haven't been over there in years, man.
You wouldn't recognize much of it.
That's what you've been telling me, all the changes after. What y'all have, hurricane. Like 5 storms in one season over there?
Yeah, around us, you know. We're fortunate not to get, you know, a direct hit, but.
Yeah, but it still caused a lot of erosion and changes.
Oh, it caused erosion, runs you out of there, anyhow.
Evacuation. 5 times in one hurricane season. That gets kind of old.
Yeah. But you got a lot of them boys there, they ain't leaving. You know, like Brent Ballet, he ain't leaving.
Them ballet boys, they'll ride them.
No, Brandon don't. Brandon gets out of there.
Brent's the one. He's the daredevil.
Yep. But that I also built stupid. I mean, it's stupid 6 walls. Then cedar blocks. Then stuck on that. The roof has got 2x8 trusses in it on 1 foot centers. 3/4 inch treated plywood on the roof and then metal roof. It's just, and he's got them 150-mile-an-hour windows in it. So they built one stout. I said, they ain't going. Don't look like they're going to take the house down, but being stuck there is what's, and then have to run on a generator.
Yeah, if you got plenty of fuel and generation system, you know, you can make it happen. But a lot of people don't.
Well, the problem, if that road floods, you're in trouble. You just can't go nowhere.
Well, no, you're not getting out of there. Not getting in, not getting out. And you were talking earlier, was there like another 9 or 10,000 people staying down there for that, building that LNG plant and all that?
Yeah.
I mean, how you get all them people out there?
Yeah. They're not. You know, that little scare we had this past fall, you know, they was ordering them to get out and get the travel trailers out of there. How you going to do that?
Can't. No way.
I mean, it's bad enough just the workforce on shift change. Then you throw all them camper trailers in that mix. I mean, it's something. They done started the second one. So now they're going to throw another big rush on top of it.
Man.
Yep.
LNG plants.
Yep. All look overseas. They said they've got 20 years of contract already. Fast thing to chip it out of them.
My gosh.
Yep. I don't know how close that dock's coming, but We've been working on it as long as I've been working on the plant, so that dock ought to be getting pretty close.
Right. Well, I got two or three of them over at Sabine now. I got a couple at Calcasieu over your way. Man.
Yep.
It's happening.
So, well, I mean, that's the cheapest, cleanest way to go. You know, I mean, we could all be running on LPG gas if the government would allow it. You know, there's a lot of hidden technology on mileage as far as vehicles come.
Yeah.
You know, they want to push the electric deal now, and you can't get one of them liberals pushing for all that to say, what do you do with the old batteries?
Yeah, there's no recycle centers for those.
No. They can get piled up and put in the ground.
Got the recycles for the wind generator turbines, the blades on them. They're burying them in deserts.
Yep. Sure. Yeah,
let's don't hurt Mother Earth, but we're burying all this junk in it. It's so hypocritical.
It is. It's all about that dollar.
You got it, buddy. Just like fishing now. Man, these...
Oh, it's crazy.
It's all about the money now instead of the sport itself.
Yep. For sure. I hadn't heard much more on the collision on the week before last.
I hadn't either. That went real silent.
Yep. And there's one guy that's on social media. He's pretty well educated in it. And he lives in Alabama. Well, he lives on Smith Lake.
Right.
And, Alabama's got a bass council. And it's like they've got some lakes over there. They ban them wake boats on. And they will confiscate them.
Oh, yeah. Where they wakeboard behind them, throw out the big wakes. Yeah.
Yep. So, I saw a post first thing yesterday morning. I'm talking about Jim with the hardly walk, but it didn't show the scales close enough. But the first fish weighed in was a bigot, and he was excited.
What did the Sealy Big Bass splash?
Yeah. So, I guess you could probably Google it and find out the results. But I know that man had. Matter of fact, he had two sacks. He had one. He had a fish in both sacks. You know, you can't mix them. And he'd done all he could do to get up on stage to weigh the fish. He's no local there. I'm sure that had some trap stuff. Knew exactly where they were laying.
Right. Well, we're all going to be there one day. But, hey, at least he can still get in and out of a boat. That's all that matters.
All that matters. Exactly.
Still chunk. Still chunking, baby.
For sure.
Yeah, that was always hard for me to watch, even when I was young, all them old-timers.
Oh, absolutely.
I grew up fishing with and watching them going downhill and, you can tell when they start going from fishing 4 and 5 days a week down to a couple and then one and then none.
Yep.
Just that one day after they fish all day, one day they got to take 3 days to recover.
Yep.
And I can feel their pain, man. I see it more and more.
Oh, absolutely.
Every year.
I seen where Skeet Reese, he announced his retirement this week.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Forward facing. He ain't that young.
Well, I mean, for
in a way, but it's a lot of them are
younger
getting out
Rick
of it.
Rick Klun just retired, and that's he,
right.
And that guy nursed it.
Yeah, I think Rick's older than me and you.
Yeah, he's a certified badass in my books.
Yeah.
What a fisherman.
Yeah, he was. And he could care less about electronics.
Yeah, I mean, he had the gift, man.
He had the determination. You know, he never stayed in hotels.
Nope.
But, and I'm talking about he climatized everywhere he went, slept in that land.
Isn't that
And then he went off and stayed in a teepee for 3-4 years when he married
that. I remember all that stuff.
Yeah, he's something. But he had the mentality. I knew him very well. And he, when he was living on Conroe, they built that big house. And he had a little house warmer than his wife did. And he had something in that master bedroom that's up on the wall. I don't remember the quote, but it was, somebody asked him about it. And he said, if I'm taking a bath right there in this tub, I got the mentality I can catch fish out of this tub.
Well, that's neat. Wow. He really believed that.
Yeah, he did. Tell you something else about it. Yeah. He hated to have to throw a worm. Yeah, I mean, he was not a worm fisherman.
Right.
Jig fisherman. He was crankbait, spinnerbait, topwater guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was good. He was good.
Yeah, he was.
All right.
There's a bunch of good ones.
Well, I got a rock and roll, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about getting with you in Venice, coming over there to the Redfish Capital, getting after it, how they get a hold of you, man.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing. And next Thursday morning, I'll give you a real solid report.
All right, brother.
All right.
See you, man.
Later.
All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. Don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to Tiki Island, Texas. Check in with Captain James Plogg this morning. Hey, James, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, dog.
Man, I'm glad it's Saturday.
Thank God it's Saturday.
Ain't that the truth? Hey, you know, I was sitting there looking at these old lights. All them little sheds and all that stuff, they all grow up. They hatch in these canals and stuff.
Right.
They get bigger. Then there's billions of them. I mean, billions of them. And they just go out into the bay. Now these lights got just a little old ring, a little old sheds around them. It's funny. They hatch here in these canals, and I'm sure they hatch in the marshes and stuff too.
Yeah.
And they grow up. I watch them get bigger and bigger. Man, look at these sheds. And they start a little fry. And then, for about 2 weeks, these lights are just billions of them. You're like, man, how do you catch anything with this many, much bait? And now they're gone. There's one little old ring about
buckets swimming around. Man, 20 years ago or better, quite a while back, remember the CCA had some film called Flight of the Menhaden or something like that?
Yeah.
It was a whole life cycle of a shad, you know, from estuaries to the Gulf of Mexico.
The shad's having a bad day. We was catching some fish the other day, and all them little millions of shad was around.
Right.
Man, this is hard. This is why they don't want to bite. I mean, we were catching them, but, you know, the bite was kind of funky. And then I hooked one. I hooked him, and he's jumping around, and he jumps right there by him, and he throws up a shad about as big as your hand. I said, well, hell, he ain't eating them pencil shads. He's done ate one. Maybe not quite as big as my hand, but pretty close to it.
Yeah.
I said, he ate something, you know, for real. I just sitting there waiting on you, looking at them. I said, man, look at all these old shads. They're all gone.
Boy, them old redfish, man, they like them big old gizzards, you know, them big shad.
Oh, my gosh.
Them boy, I used to find them jumping out of the water in Trinity Bay. I remember one time I was running down the east shoreline, and I went through them, and they all started flying out of the water, and I looked at my prop wash, and they're flying everywhere. I just shut her down and spun her around. We jumped out and waded behind them and caught redfish till we were sick of them. I think I had Billy Mullins that day. Remember him?
Oh, man. We caught
over 100 redfish on that wade.
Well, you can't do that anymore because they're all long as your leg. I hooked three of them yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Luckily, they all came off. and then my guy caught one on the topwater. But now fish has been really good, man. But Thursday, I don't know what happened Thursday, dude. I guess maybe I'm just stupid. I go in anything, and I don't really pay attention. You know, there's nobody fishing. It's awesome. And I do my normal deal Thursday, and, buddy, I don't know what happened. I don't know what they was giving away for free. I saw more boats in 5 minutes than I've seen in 5 days.
And it was on Thursday?
Dude, it was insane. I'm like, man, what?
Everybody's pre-fishing for that Sisters Helping Sisters tournament this morning.
I don't know what they was doing, Mickey. I panicked. I lost my mind. I said, hey, man, so Sam, you ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here. I said, we're gone, man. We're gone. Hey, I picked up and ran 22 miles to drive out of people. I'm like, man, I can't do this. And still ended up being good. We walked into them, and, man, some good ones, too. some on top water, some on tails, both. Hey, now we either catch something on a tail or catch something on the top water. One of the two.
Well, that's the way I like it.
Yeah. Hey, I broke off two fish in 2 days. I'm stupid. Well, first one I broke off with nothing I could do about it. And something happened. I guess it was Thursday. Yeah. Man, we caught a couple of nice ones. Chip was fishing there. Remember Chip? Golf pro Chip.
He came with Sam. Man.
And he had a good morning that morning. He had a real good day.
He's a hell of a fisherman.
Yeah, Chip's good. And actually, I'm sitting in a Masters chair that he sent me from the Masters, a real chair that you sit in that you rent or buy.
Right.
He gave me his, and I'm sitting in. But anyway, so I hooked this. I just caught a fish like, I don't know, a good one. I throw back out there, and I hook another fish back-to-back, and I think somebody next to me just caught one on top water. So that's a pretty good fish right here. He's instantly hit, and he's pulling drag, and I break off. Well, I knew what happened. I had a little old nick in that line, and I knew where it was because it kind of got twisted on my reel. And
right.
I guess that was the first time I threw far enough that when I hooked the fish, it was out of the spool.
Right.
And it broke off. It's my fault.
Little burn mark, man.
It was a burn mark, dude. Then I reel in. I ain't got no leader, no nothing. I ain't walking out of them. I just tie back on, send it back out there. Boom, catch one like almost 4 pounds. I said, I told you that was a good one. So we found some pretty good fish, but the real bites in the morning time, like I left yesterday. I left the dock at 5:15 yesterday.
Good Lord.
but the bites in the morning, and by 9 it fades. You can still catch some fish during the day, but it's not very good. I think yesterday, from maybe 9 to, I think we quit about 2:45, I think we caught 8 fish, and we had absolutely lit them up till 9 o'clock, and that was just slow. But so, if you can catch anything during the day right now, if you find something, if you go back to it in the morning, it's probably really good.
Right.
If you can catch anything, you know, in the middle of the day, just a tough bite, and you know, you get one to bite on the top water. And then yesterday we were standing somewhere, and Sam caught 2 pretty close. Man, what are you throwing? He's throwing some kind of little yo Zuri bait, you know. So you got to try to do something to trick them. You know, tail isn't really very good when they're not biting. And then I started getting bites on top waters, but I didn't catch him. I think I had like 4 or 5 bites and hooked one, and I didn't catch him. But the bite was done. But in the morning, they snapped. See, there's a lot of water right now. And then when I was coming in, it showing the tide to be, you know, coming in pretty good. Didn't just switch. It shows, you know, should be coming in. Hell, it was still going out.
Yeah.
It's still going out. So the tides are kind of funky. Plus, they're kind of weak, too. They ain't no big-time tides. I think the biggest one that falls out at night. You know, you can see it in the afternoon start going out. I think it's low, what, like at midnight or something?
Yeah.
It's a negative.
Yeah, that's the strongest one.
Yeah. Man, but I don't know what happened Thursday. I'm like, man, I like got run over 2 or 3 times. I'm like, man, we got to go, dude. I can't do this. And then yesterday, nobody, just a few locals. So whatever happened Thursday, whatever they were free fishing for, whatever everybody was doing, I hope they caught them or something, but I wasn't going to stay there and try to catch nothing. I mean, it was, I don't know, Mickey. I was like, man, what's happening?
It's fishing season, baby.
Dude, it was Thursday. I'm telling you, Monday through Wednesday, I might have saw 4 boats.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like nobody. So, but what catches some good ones, man? A bunch of, I don't call them overs or unders. They're just a bunch of nice fish, you know, and you'll catch one that, and we ain't called legit 5-pounder. I mean, we have not. I mean, I've told you I broke that one off, but catching a lot of 3.5-4 pound fish.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
And
we did walk in a few
little,
it was good. We did walk in a few little ones yesterday morning. Some boat was coming by, and they ran kind of close. No big deal. And, buddy, he spooked them fish, and I saw what I was standing in. I said, my gosh. And we were off of them just a little bit, and we finally got set up back right. And, you know, and I was getting bites on top water. Everybody was getting them, but they were catching good ones, and I caught one like man, he's like 14 and a half inches. So where's he? They're going to eat him. And next cast, a fire, and then boom, I catch one like 3 pounds, you know. So, but it was good, but they're not a really good bite in the daytime right now.
Right.
I mean, you catch them, but it's pretty hard.
Well.
See, what time is it? Yeah, I left at 5:15. Well, I panicked because of Thursday. I panicked. and then nobody really came yesterday. I did.
That's
I
somehow picked up that's friends. Like that.
I don't get it, man. Which is great. I mean, I don't care. I just had to move. I mean, right. I ran 22 miles to a place I ain't even been fishing. I was just thinking about it while I was out there fishing. I said, okay, man, let's go. I said, I don't know if there's anything here or not. It didn't look like nothing was there. It looked terrible. The water wasn't bad. See a couple old bullets.
Mm-hmm.
But you be waiting around, and you see a little old shrimp start jumping. I said, oh, man, you see one jumping right here, them shrimps may be in here. There was some really, really – there's some really good fish in there, man. It was actually pretty good. I went back yesterday, and there wasn't enough water. I was like a foot low on water yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
At basically the same time. So the tides are pretty funky right now.
Well, let me knock this break out. Hang on, man. I'll be right back at you.
Go ahead,
bro. All right. Well, folks, with potential tariffs, now's the time to protect your investment. Keep your RV in top shape with LiquiShield RV Roofing Restoration. If your roof is damaged, call Mike, 281-831-7832. LiquiShield restores your RV's roof, prevents future damage, extends its life, and boosts its value. They come to you. The job's usually done in just one day. It's backed by a 30-year warranty. So book your appointment today. Call 281-831-7832, 281-831-7832, LiquiShield RV Roofing.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, man.
All right, buddy. But no, I think anything you find, like, you know, we did our deal yesterday morning. We caught whatever we caught, 20, 25, whatever we caught. So I was just on house money. I just started stopping yesterday on just nothing, just places that I think they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And we caught fish at all of them. One of them probably had a lot. Probably had a lot of fish. We had a lot of bites. And Lee said, man, I guess they're swimming up down this bank. I said, they ain't swimming up down this bank. They're right here in front of us. They ain't biting. I mean, they're this is a captive audience. There ain't nowhere for them to go, man. They're just right there. They're either biting.
In or they're out, you know, in or out.
One of the two, buddy. Every now and then, you know, you get one to bite, and then he kind of makes a little one of kind of a little feed deal, and everybody get two or three bites, and then if you lose one or don't catch one, then they just fade.
They go back and tell the school mama, and they run off.
100%.
Remember when Charlie used to say that? Don't throw that little fish back. You'll go back and tell the school mama.
That's right, and they'll all swim off. But, yeah, it's fishing a lot of places, man. The water wasn't real. Yesterday was just the tide, and there was a lot of most places I stopped, the water was just, it was just okay. You know, yeah. None of it looked very good. I stopped at one place, and I'm like, man, you can see a little bit. I said, this ain't no good. And there wasn't no water. So, all right, we give it about 20 minutes. And I think somebody caught one as soon as we got out of the boat. Pretty nice, about 19 inches. I said, well, we'll fish now. And I don't think we caught but two trout. We hooked three or four reds. But there again, it's middle of the day, nothing biting, it's hot. I finally got hot in waders yesterday. That's the first time.
You're not out of your waders yet?
Hell no. I'm an 82-degree guy, man. But I got hot yesterday because we were standing in some real shallow water.
Yeah.
And my feet was getting hot. And I said, I guarantee you, I bet that water's 80. And when I got in the bus, the first time all year that I've actually, I'm sure somebody else has, but that's the first time I saw 80-degree water.
Right.
But in the morning, just like 75, dude. I ain't getting in there in no 75-degree water. Like Chip, he waited without waiting Thursday. We get in the boat, and I said, Chip, there's a lot of things I ain't, but I am dry. You're not. That old wind was blowing. That don't even look fun to me, man. I don't even look fun. I ain't going out deep. I ain't filling up no more. I ain't getting wet.
I'm with you.
Man, you used to get me. Well, I spent my whole life with you being wet. I ain't wet no more. I'll tell my guys, look, y'all want them? I can see them. They're out there. I ain't going. Y'all want to go out there and get them? Go get them.
Y'all can have them.
We reached the bean one time, and Robbie was with me. You know how it was right there at Garrison's. You could see them fish running out there deep. That's on the edge of that clamshell. Man, if y'all want them, they're out there. And this other guy named Ronnie Gallerano, a little short guy, he was shorter than me. So Robbie and Larry, my other guy, I can see them out there, and they're tippy-toeing, and I see one catch one. I said, okay. Well, they did. They went out there and went to whittling on them. But they're all full of water, ballooned out. I told Ronnie, I said, just hang tight, man. Later again, those fish are going to come in there.
They'll come in, yeah.
Dude, right before dark, them good ones come in there on that bank, swam through them, and then me and him went to catching them. And they were all full of water getting in. They caught them, but I wasn't going out there.
Yeah.
I guess Cameron's going with Kenny because he's downstairs and Kenny just pulled up at the house. I guess they're going fishing.
They're mad at him.
Good on them. I ain't going.
Well, there must be because Hillman's fishing. Today.
Yeah, Hillman's fishing in that whatever that tournament you told me it is.
Yeah, Blaine's fishing in it. Eddie, everybody's in it. But us. Mm.
That's good, ain't it? Man, me and you ain't in there.
That's a good thing.
Man, they ain't. I don't know, man. I enjoy them. The only bad thing about Saturdays, when you take off on Saturdays and go to do anything else, everybody else is off too. So, kind of crowded, but it don't matter. It don't matter. But, man, I'm really proud of the fishing in April, Mickey. You know, most Aprils are pretty crappy. Some are good. It's been pretty damn good.
No, there's been a good April.
I'm surprised.
I must
admit. It has been. It has been. And, you know, I mean, just like, you know, y'all lace them out up there, and there's a lot of, you know, just us that are catching them. A lot of people are catching fish.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
In a lot of different places.
It's good for business.
It's good for
all
business,
around.
Right? Good for business.
Man, yeah, they we've are had bad some. We've had more bad Aprils than we've had good ones, and we're just fortunate this year 100%. We're having a good April.
Hey, look, there goes Kenny. Man, they are mad at him. Hey, Kenny barely even bumped into my pier, and Cameron jumped in there, and they blazed out of here.
Oh, they got him located.
Hey, they didn't even ask, me to go. They knew better. Now I'm looking over here at my little sheds I was telling you about. The little 5-gallon bucket ain't even there now. It's just empty lights. There ain't no fish. It's like 007. There's no fish. There ain't no nothing. Kenny might have scared them off.
Probably. I know pushed them down.
I know where they're going. You know, that's where I told you I went in there about noontime, and it was dead as a hammer, but we did catch a couple.
Yeah.
They'll catch them in there this morning with this water.
That early morning bite.
Yeah, they'll catch them in there this morning. If I thought there was a 7-pounder in there, I might entertain going with them because I don't got to do nothing, but I don't think there's a 7-pounder in there, so I ain't going. Tell you what, we'll get you in there some redfish as long as your leg. You'll have to reel him in.
Oh, man, I'm sick of them things.
Hey, they're so big. Hey, I'm going to send you a picture in a minute. My guy finally, I told him, I said, man, you better take that top water off. Something nasty's going to get you. So I'm walking back to get the boat. It was about 9 miles away. I looked at my boat, and I'm out on up there to get him, and I see him boat up. And I said, and he's got him big. So I got to just sit out there in my boat, wait for him to catch him. And I pulled up there, and I took some pictures for him. I said, I told you, man, you leave that top water on, something nasty was fixing to get you. He said, yeah, they're my big ones. I said, I told you. Man, I hooked that one, and I'm like, man, this is nasty. And luckily, he came off. And then I had, like, three more bites. I knew they were redfish. And they kind of load up kind of heavy, but I didn't get them. I said, man, I'm not even going to cast back over there. One of them's going to get on there. All they do is mess your reels up, man. They eat all them gears up and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I've given these new baits, salty hundos, a workout the last few times I've been on them nasty things, and I can't tear them up. I mean, I'm getting down on them. I'm dragging up and even using my thumb and no grinding, no skipping, no nothing, just smooth as
No, no. No, it's good, no doubt. Them other reels I was using.
Hey, remember those cores we used to fish with, the Shimano cores? Hey,
yep.
That was a great reel. It was light and real smooth and everything. One bull red, it was destroyed. I'd tell you, I'd throw it down take it down to Susie's and tell her to put me another aluminum gear in there. They had that aluminum gear running against a brass gear, and it would eat all the teeth off that aluminum gear.
It's terrible. You know, I fished with them Alder Duns. I called them Alder Duns.
Yeah.
Those Alder Bands, those Shimanos.
Yeah.
Just like them cores. If you hook a bull red, the first time you hook it and you see them, you got one on there, you can just visualize, my reel won't be any good after this. It's
there
over.
There you go.
Yeah, but those bait things, I'm like you, caught quite a few of them, you know, early in the winter when we were getting them bull reds, hitting the little trout. And you know, your reel's fine. I mean, you get through fishing, catching bull reds, like you said, it's still good. It's not destroyed. You'd have to go take that core or that alderman. You'd have to go get another reel. You couldn't fish with it.
No, it was done. All the bumping and skipping when you're turning the handle. I hate that, man.
It was terrible. Hey, if my reels ain't perfect, because me and you used to fishing with mirror lures, you can't have no tick or nothing in there.
You got to have that smoothness.
Oh, man, my old neighbor must be going. It's like he's lowering his boat.
Hey, it's fishing season, baby. They're coming out of the woodwork this weekend.
Hey, I got to get back into the safety of the house.
Run and hide.
Run and hide.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
But, you know, there's a tenth of the fishermen fishing now than there was back in the day. I mean, remember when them tide runners would start running in May and June, coming in, flowing through, rollover in the jetties? Hannah's Reef, I remember one 4th of July weekend, if there wasn't 500 boats on Hannah's from there through by the oyster platform and the tide gauge and pepper and all that, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and everybody was bowed up, catching big fish.
Yeah.
Big fish. And I didn't want to fish that weekend. And these guys, come on, man. We'll pay you extra. We got to go. We got to go. We want to have a fish fry. And I took them. And when I got over there, I started out on the channel up my way, and we caught about 20. I couldn't get nothing going. The wind wasn't right. So I run all the way to East Bay. And when I stopped out there, I thought it was a city that I'm looking at running across the bay from Smith Point. It was all boats. I could not believe what I was seeing, and everybody was nuking them. Everybody. It's crazy.
Well, but the reason we notice it now, because I guarantee you, I don't even know what day that is. I remember you telling me about it, but you didn't have to go very far, and you got away from them, and you did the same thing they was doing.
Right.
Now the fish are where the fish are at, and people know.
Yeah.
And just like all these places that I'm fishing right now,
I mean,
if you know, you know. You're not just going to drive off and go to another place.
Yep.
This, that, good. That's why we notice it so much now. Man, me and you used to look at dows, and we'd go by there, there'd be 30 boats on there, and you say, oh, man, we ain't fishing in there. We'd go find something to do the same thing they was doing there, except better.
That's right. Yep.
It's a little bit different now.
Yeah, it is. All right,
everybody,
man. Well,
knows.
Hey, right. Somebody wants to come go to the bottom and live the dream all in one magical outing with James Plogg. How do they do that?
I don't know about magical, man.
Make magic.
Make magic. Making, we call it memories. Yeah. All right, Mick. I appreciate it, buddy. You have a good one. 497-717-7306.
Speaking of memories, I'm going to him right now. We'll see you, brother.
All right, brother. Hang tight.
Later. All right, let's make some memories with Sharky Marquez, the Outcast boys down there. What's up, man?
What's up, Mickey?
Well, are you busy morning, as a brother. Bee this morning?
We're busy rocking and rolling, baby.
Awesome. Good.
Rocking and rolling. We got all the boats going out, and just got us some live shrimp, and we fixing to go act like we know what we're doing out there.
Well, y'all been pouring the coals to them this week, according to my phone.
It's been good. Good, man. We stuck a, on Thursday, we stuck a 24.5-inch trout.
Awesome.
Which was real healthy, maybe coming up on 5 pounds, to upper 4 pounds. It's a good fish.
Right.
And then yesterday morning, I started off in the little shipping channel area, you know, throwing a little popping cork fly shrimp action just for the fun of it. And, man, we caught some good trout around there. So that was cool. And, ended up at the jetties, and man, I mean, it was yesterday morning was awesome. Yesterday afternoon was a super hardcore grind until much later towards the end of our trip.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of boats that, man, it was like so much bait was at the jetties, man. So, you know, you got these predator fish that are eating on schools of mullet and shad and everything else. And, you know, lots of bait fish in there, lots of tick, 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 you know, little nibbles. But right there, that last hour of our trip, we put a smacking on them. So we finished off with a bang. But, man, everybody's been crushing it. And then, shoot, yesterday we caught a 60-pound southern ray. So that was kind of the first big southern ray that we've seen.
Right.
Just validating that water's warming up. But, no, man, it's good. I'm just waiting for the jacks to start blowing up.
Yep, there's a little trickle of them coming in. They'll get real thick here. That water sticks around 80 and stays there. It's gonna start happening.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be on like Donkey Kong, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sirree. And then yesterday afternoon when we were sitting there fishing the inside of the North Jetty, there was like, I don't know, man. There was probably 300 pelicans diving on the outside of the North as far as you can see for about 30 minutes, they were just going nuts. And I didn't see any, you know, fish schooling up under them. If I had a little bit more time, I probably would have tied on some big spoons and set up a drift in there. But it was kind of the end of our trip, right? We just started catching fish on the rocks. So
right. We
didn't go mess around with it. But, man, there was a lot of bait yesterday, just bait everywhere. So, yeah, man, we're getting into the time, buddy. We're getting into the time. So it's exciting for us, man.
Awesome. Well, yeah,
I watched a
video with old Sugar Shane the other day, and he was busy. He was after it.
Yes.
Had a box full of sheep head and drum and catching reds, and he was on. He was doing it. He's real nice with customers, too.
Oh man, they do such a great job, man. I couldn't be more proud of my guys, man. They are hard workers, man. And
it's all that new school attitude and everything. Back in the old days, we just slap them out of the way. Get the hell out of my way. I got to net this fish, man. You're breathing on me, son. Move over.
Yeah, you're breathing on me. Hey, man. Yeah, man, you know, it is what it is. It's just interesting to see the different evolution of fishing. That's a fact.
Yeah,
and,
it's changed. Know. And for the better, I must admit, for the better.
You know, hey, man, if it kept me out of having a going down the wrong path and living a life I shouldn't have been living, because that's where I started, you know.
Right.
Just doing bad stuff and going down a dark path, man, and I found fishing. And it saved my life, man. So, you know, if it had that ability to change my life and give me something to fixate on, man, that's my passion now, is just trying to share that with other other
people.
Well,
it was leverage on me, you know, when I was growing up.
Heck yeah.
It was so easy to go dark and go bad, but hey, you got something like that in your life, it makes a different person out of you.
That's right, man. And who wants to go and do something crazy all night and party all night when you got to get up at 5 a.m. to go catch a bunch of fish, buddy?
Well, we used to try doing that, but the older you get, the wiser you get. That man needs sleep. You got to do your job right. All right, Sharky. Well, I'm going to let y'all get to it. Y'all go do your thing. Throw out some info if somebody wants to reach you about coming down.
Come on with it, man. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You could also Google us, Outcast Charters Galveston. And hop on our website. Check us out. Type in Bayside Event Center on Google. Come lodge with us. You name it. From getting married to catching fish, we'll put you on them.
I know it. Y'all do a good job. Appreciate you, man. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, brother. Have a blessed one, Mickey.
I'm going to do it, brother. See you. All right. Well, you know, folks, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's coming up. That'll start Memorial Day weekend, run all summer long, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, Academy Sports and Outdoors. And sign up today. Take advantage of up to $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish will be released in Texas inshore waters, and gives you a good shot at a boat and truck package. Plus, you can fish for other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament is brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, and sign up today.